Okay, I like the President's Dinner because I have very little to do except to introduce our Master of Ceremonies for the evening. And I do want to make one other introduction first, and that is at the head table we have with us, and that's not the head table, we really don't have a per se head table for the President's Dinner, but we do have with us the President of the San Diego Chapter, and I want to introduce her because both the chapters have done a great job. So let's hear it for Glenda Castle. Okay. So, I am here only to introduce your Master of Ceremonies, the President's Dinner. And so, without further ado, we will have Treasurer Christopher Gray.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good ladies and gentlemen, presidents of CCB and friends of presidents and friends of CCB out there, don't ever let anyone tell you there are not going to be more firsts in your life. I've done a lot of things over the years, and the years are getting more and more. But you know what? I've never emceed a president's dinner, and it is so great to be here. Thank you, everybody, for coming and for your welcome. It's great to be here, and we're going to have a nice dinner. I understand it's going to be lasagna, and I don't know who's been brewing that coffee, but boy, does it smell good. You know, I was hearing the other day from some friends of mine about this guy. He was going home from work, and he was walking relatively quickly along the way, and as he was going, he suddenly heard this bumping noise behind him, this ba-bump, ba-bump. And he's like, what is that? And he turns around, and behind him is a coffin. He wasn't real happy about this. Didn't really believe that it was following him, but he quickened his pace considerably and continued to hear it coming behind. Gets to his house, goes up the stairs. He's fumbling with his key, and while he's doing it, the coffin is ba-bump, coming up the stairs. In he goes and closes the door, puts on the deadbolt, and runs up the stairs. Doesn't know what he's going to do, where he's going to go. He hears a lot of splintering noises downstairs, and sure enough, he hears it coming across the floor, heading toward the stairs. He runs in the bathroom, closes that door, but sure enough, ba-bum, up it comes. And finally, it begins to break in the bathroom. All he could think to do, all he could reach in his hands was a bottle of cough syrup, which he sprayed in the air, and the coffin stopped. Now you know why I'm not known for my jokes at banquets and other activities. And lest you think that I dreamed this up myself, I got this from Donna Seliger and Kim Venable. So thank you.
From Al Gill.
From Al Gill, yeah. I could well have got it from Al Gill. Okay, folks, we do have things to go over tonight that I want to talk with you about. And we're going to have Lily talk with you a little bit about some program possibilities for you. We want to save some time for you, if we can, to tell us what you're doing and give us your feedback. Of course, we do have to be in general session at 7, and so that may be a little abbreviated, but again, welcome. Thank you for being here. I want to talk with you a little bit tonight about fundraisers and fundraising. I do this partly as treasurer of CCB, partly as a person who knows how important this is to all of us. And you know, fundraising in the chapter is as important as fundraising at the state level and as important as fundraising at the federal level. We all have to do it. Many of us view it as a necessary evil. On the other hand, some of the greatest fun that I've ever had in CCB and in all of my work in ACB has been certain kind of fundraising activities at the local level. I remember years ago in the Silicon Valley Council of the Blind, once a month we would go to flea markets and we sold a few items. We made a little bit of money. We certainly made our costs back. But we also handed out lots and lots of literature about SDCB, about CCB, and about ACB. And it was a truly meaningful and great outreach that we did for a number of years. And fundraising doesn't have to be a drag. It doesn't have to be just, you know, oh my God, not more fundraising. It can further the mission that we all want to accomplish in our chapters and in CCB. That is improving the lives of blind people. So I want you to think about that, and don't forget about that when we talk about fundraising. It gets a little more impersonal as you go up the ladder. Fundraising in ACB probably doesn't directly touch anywhere near as many people as you will touch in your local fundraising. So keep that in mind, and maybe that'll take a bit of the bite out of the work that we all know is involved in fundraising. A few chapters early in 2010 received a bill from CCB, and this bill was for California state sales tax for your fundraising activities in 2009. A few of you called me, a few people were a little upset, and I understand that. And your president, Jeff, and I talked about this, and we realized a couple different things. One was that we had never appropriately explained to CCB chapters how sales tax might work with regard to your fundraising efforts. And we felt we should have done that. In addition, we felt that there were issues about 2009 taxation that were difficult to sort out with regard to CCB's selling T-shirts, and it would take us more time in staff to sort out than just to pay the darn tax and talk with you about it at the president's meeting in the fall of 2010. So we wrote you all back and we said, forget the CCB will pay it. And to be honest, it wasn't that big of a bill. It's more a matter of allocation of responsibility and for chapters and the state paying for what they rightfully ought to pay for. Let me tell you how we will deal with this for 2010 and onward, and try and explain it as best I can, and then open up for questions if you have any questions. I also want to outline a procedure for how we'll deal with any bills you may get with regard to 2010. And you may not, as are many of you will not, but where I want to begin is to remind all of you, every chapter receives a notice from me in December of the year. And I ask you in that notice to tell us what fundraisers you have done and how much money you made. For some of those fundraisers, there are taxes that we are required to pay to the state of California. If you sell something, for example, a T-shirt, that's a taxable item. There are ways of reducing the tax on that item, and I'll get to that in a moment. If you're just selling a raffle ticket, that probably is not a taxable item and would not be counted toward taxes owed by a chapter or by CCB. Now, that in no way means that I'm discouraging you from selling goods. Frankly, goods are a much better outreach to the public than raffle tickets. But just please be aware that when there is a good involved, a tangible physical item, there are tax implications with regard to what we have to pay California. And believe me, California is very aggressive about collecting tax revenues, sales. I say this from my own business, Bay Area Digital. You can bet I've already been audited twice by sales tax people in California, and they want to make sure they're getting theirs. And I guess that's okay because California's fiscal troubles, so they need all the tax they can get, right? Okay, so here's what I would ask. Be mindful about the form. Please fill it out as best you can and get it back to us on time, which means before we have to, you know, pay taxes in 2011. We're going to add a few questions to the form. So we're going to say, did you have a fundraiser? Did you make money? Tell us about your fundraiser. You know, was it raffle tickets? Was it T-shirts? Was it a tote bag? What did it cost? What were your thoughts in getting the tote bag made? And for those of you who are selling tangible items, I'm going to sit down with you and review this with our accountant and figure out the right proportion of sales tax that we have to pay in CCB and ask you to reimburse CCB for those pillar taxes. Now, it may be that for a $15 tote bag, you can subtract various costs, and the taxes may well not be $15 times, you know, 0.085. In some cases, it may be. But we'll review each item on your form with you and make sure you understand exactly why you're getting the bill you're getting, and make sure that everything is on the up and up and really clear to you, whoever you designate. Maybe it's the president, maybe it's your treasurer. You let us know and we'll deal with that. And after we do all those things, we'll issue the bill, so it won't be a big surprise. And certainly my apologies for the slight surprise that a few of you got in 2010 for the 2009 year. As I say, some things have no sales tax associated, some things do, and we'll work with you, make sure you understand it, make sure you know what your particular liability is for that, and work it out with you. So I hope that's reasonably clear. I hope you understand the process that Jeff and I have talked about. We've reviewed this with the CCB's accountant. He's totally on board with it. He wants to make sure that we pay any taxes we don't need to pay. And I think it's a good system and a fair system for everybody involved. Are there questions? Yeah, Peter?
My question is, when you have a fundraiser, and so like the raffle ticket, so say like we auction off a basket for $5. Now, are we paying a tax off of that if everything was donated?
For a raffle ticket?
Yes.
Depending on the nature of the raffle, you would pay no sales tax at all.
Okay, thank
you. For a basket, you might pay some sales tax depending on how we can value that particular item. And those items are a little bit tricky, but believe me, our objective is for you not to pay any sales tax you don't owe.
Chris?
Yes.
It's my understanding that candy sales are non-taxable. Is that correct?
That is correct because it's not food.
I mean, it is food.
It's not a snack. It is a snack item.
But it's not taxable, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Chris, it's Roger. This is,
yeah.
This is all assuming that the chapters are doing their fundraising under the CCB 501c3 and that they don't have their own 501c3. I think a few do, maybe.
Yes, thank you, Roger. That's a very good point. What Roger said, and he's right, if you didn't hear it, if you have your own 501c3, you have no obligation to fill out your CCB forms or report them. It's really helpful to us if you just let us know. We're using our own 501c3. But if you are using your own 501c3, this does not have a bearing on how you do business.
What's 501c3?
501c3 is your tax-exempt status with the Internal Revenue Service.
This is Margaret from Yosemite Gateway. I've got kind of two questions.
Okay.
One has to do with the gift basket. If things are donated and a person has purchased this for that gift basket, that may be auctioned, and the tax was already paid on those items. Isn't that already then paid, or do we still need to?
It probably is already paid, and that's why we need to evaluate these on a item-by-item basis.
Okay. My other question is, we did like a fundraiser dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that needs to be taxable?
Dinners could be a little complicated because there can, in some cases, be issues about what was received value. So let's say you go to a $50 fundraising dinner. But and this is really has to do as much with what you can take off your own taxes. If the dinner, you know, is valued at $20, then there are some schools of thought that say you can't take any more than 30 from your taxes. How it relates to sales tax, I can't say right now. I would want to discuss that with our accountant. I believe that dinners would not require you to pay sales tax through CCB. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of issues that are involved. That's really a matter we want to bring before our accountant and be totally square.
Okay, this is Artis Bazin from the Lindell Burbank chapter.
Yes.
I had a question on, we're selling some items. Now, I understand you can take expenses off before you have to pay sales tax, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Would that include expenses like we're paying for a booth cost, we might be paying someone to come to the convention, et cetera. Would those be able to be taken off as costs? Or
we'd have to look at each cost.
Okay.
I think that just expense condition probably could not be taken off if they're personal expenses. But depending on how they're handled by the affiliate, anything's possible.
Well, that's why I was trying to think of as many things as I could.
I know.
Thanks.
That's why CCB has an accountant, because believe me, this can go on ad infinitum. It's complicated, but we'll do everything we can do to get it right.
Question, Doug Martin from San Diego chapter.
Yeah, Doug.
Two very quick questions. The first one is, we at our chapter quite often have members bring in things that they have purchased for $20 or less. We then auction them off, and some of those items go for $100, even though they're only worth $15. How is that taxed? And my second question is, how do we explain this to the people who contribute by buying our products, thinking they're serving the blind, helping the blind, etc., that in fact, little under 10% of their money is being given to the state of California other than some nonprofit they wish to support?
Well, I think in many cases, what we're going to find in this process is that for donated items, your tax is going to be limited or maybe zero. And I don't really see any need to raise the issue or discuss whatever minimal tax consequences you may face based on a fundraiser with people who are making donations.
This is Donna, President, San Gabriel Valley Chapter.
Yes.
Basically, I was kind of going to ask that same question in a sense of our big fundraiser. All of our chapter members pitch in and donate items, and mm-hmm. we have a kitchen, and you know the food gets made and all of that good stuff, and we charge $10 for admission. And again, it's a dinner. Folks, you know, donate everything. So are we going to need to be taking into account all of that? And are folks going to need to be keeping tabs and giving receipts on how much everything costs? Or?
No, I think you're going to find, Donna, that in that case, there is no sales tax liability.
And, of course, chapter members also get items and things for auctions, as someone else mentioned as well, and that's part of the ticket cost. So this will be interesting. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. If there's nothing else,
there is more.
Okay. Sorry.
Hi, yeah, there's one other question. So, like, if we did a silent auction, would that work the same way? And the last thing is we ran into a little snag not too long ago about having a booth down at Farmer's Market. We've done it in the past, and then all of a sudden the rules changed about insurance. Now, are we covered under your greater insurance?
The question regarding a silent auction is that a silent auction will be handled the same way that a non-silent auction is handled. And I think you're going to find your liability, if anything, is very, very small in the cases of donated goods. In the case of raffling off goods, there may be a greater liability. And I would say that for your second question, the answer is no. This relates to taxation matters, 501c3 matters, not to insurance matters.
Hello, I'm Glenda Castle, president of San Diego Chapter.
Yes.
I'm just curious. Okay, I make like knitted hats and hats on the loom and like dishcloths and things and such. Get the yarn and everything myself and all that. And, it, you know, I donate it to the chapter after I made it. And in fact, we have it some at the in the exhibit hall. Now, are we still going to have to pay tax on that or not or what? I mean,
I don't believe so. It's my understanding in talking with our accountant that kind of item would be considered non-taxable.
Okay. And also we have like beaded Christmas trees and beaded Santa Claus and so on and such. Some of them light up, some of them don't.
Right.
Is it the same concept?
That's my understanding, yes.
Okay. That's
okay.
Yeah, it was a good answer.
Okay.
Okay.
Chris, Ron Smith, treasurer, Greater Los Angeles chapter. I don't think it applies to us, but I just thought I'd throw the question out there. With the new change in the for small businesses, especially the $600 transaction issue or whatever, having to issue 1099 or that sort of thing, is that going to apply to CCB in any way?
Not that I know of. I don't believe so. If there is anything, I'm not aware of it, and I would not think so, no.
Okay, all right. Thomas was alluding to a point that we know is not regarding taxes, but what the farmers market has done now is required that anybody having a booth has like $10,000 worth of insurance. And he was asking, could we be covered under an umbrella from CCB?
I'm going to ask Jeff to answer that because I think he may have more direct information than I do on that topic.
Okay, we checked this under our insurance policy. It does not cover local chapter fundraisers. Now, what I might encourage you to do, if you were just doing it for a one-day sort of thing, you could, a one-day event, you can get relatively cheap insurance, like $200 or something like that. If it's an ongoing thing, if you really were making a lot of money, then you'd want to buy your own. But it is a problem. It is a problem. But no, we really can't afford to cover chapters. If we did that, our insurance rates would go up exponentially. So that's the answer to your question. I know we've had a lot of questions. If there's not any really pressing issue, I kind of want to give Lily a chance to discuss the store program. Oh, good. We are done. So we're going to turn it over to Lily for a minute.
Okay.
So Chris can eat and Lily can talk.
Okay. That's not what this is about. All right. Essentially, if you were in the board meeting last night, you pretty much heard this, but let me tell y'all again because it's that important. Grocery rewards are the greatest passive fundraiser we could ever run into and be given. Essentially, for those of you who somehow are living under a rock and do not know what this program is, when you go grocery shopping at select stores, which I will share with you in a moment, these grocery stores will give 3% of your qualifying purchases, so your standard groceries, 3% of that cost is going to be given right back to CCB. And if you have one of these cards, if you lose it, call the office. They'll send you a new one. They have no cash value, so if they're lost, maybe somebody will be really nice and start using it for you. And to that end, there's no longer a fee from these grocery stores to replace these cards. So if you were trying to hold your orders down because you didn't want us to have a fee for replacement cards, that's no longer an issue. So by all means, give the office a call, and I will be more than happy to send you more cards, or meet me down at the reg table tomorrow, and I have all of them with me. And a quick little disclaimer, I suppose. Our kids for this year are not as great as they could be, but kudos to you all for all of your grocery shopping efforts, because we have made $79.58 in the last about 6 months, and they roll over quarterly. If you do not make a minimum of $25 in any given quarter, the money that you made in that quarter will roll over to the next. So once you have 25 plus, they'll mail it out. And the programs that are available, one of them is through the Save Mart, Smart Foods, Food Max, and Lucky's stores. It's one card you can take to any of those stores. And to participate in the program, all you need is the card that I can give you. And you take it with you to the grocery store. Before you make your payment, you give it to your cashier. They'll slide it, make the appropriate selections, and 3% just went to CCB. It's really that easy. Yes. The other programs we have, one is Ralph's, which for those of you who are Ralph's shoppers, you probably have a Ralph's shopping card. It's just your standard discount grocery card. And if you don't have one, ask your cashier for a rewards card or go to the customer service desk and they'll get you set up with one. And with that card, you need a barcode, which I can provide you with as chapter president. Hopefully you've been in contact with me and I've already sent them out to you. However, if you need them again, please let me know and I'd be more than happy to send them to you. It's a barcode that you will take to the store the very first time you use it, and the cashier will link that barcode, which is CCB, to your grocery rewards card. So that card or your phone number that you put in every time you go grocery shopping, every time that phone number or card is slid, 3% just went to CCB. And for that particular program, in the first quarter, we made $12.80. In the second quarter, we made $12.52 for a total of $5.33. And in the shares program, which is the Save Mart, Smart Foods, Food Max, and Lucky's, we've made a total of $54.25. So good shopping, everybody. There are two other stores whose programs have not really taken off. We've not received any money from them yet. They are Foods Co. and Food for Less. Can I see a raise of hands for any of you who have those in your area? Foods Co., Food for Less? Okay, that's quite a lot of you. When I was in college, Food for Less was my grocery store. So if you need those cards, it is a separate card. I will mail you the card and the barcode. The first time you use them, you'll take both the barcode and the card to your cashier, and your cashier will link the two, and then you just need to remember to take your card with you when you go grocery shopping. Okay? Any questions? It's that easy. Here's one. Safeway, I heard rumor last night that Safeway is starting it up in like the Bay Area. However, I called corporate about 3 months ago, and they said they had no such program. It was up to the store director. So maybe in all of your local cities, you need to get talking to your safe stores.
Okay. Who's Vons affiliated with, do you know?
Vons is Safeway.
Okay. My question is, okay, you say so much goes to CCB. Does that go to the state chapter of CCB, or does it go to the different local affiliates?
It will go to the state chapter, or to the state, and we use it for all of our programs and help subsidize all of our costs. It does not go to the specific chapter. Questions? Questions, comments, concerns? None? Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's almost 6:30, and I'm going to leave you some time before 7 to take a break and so forth, but we could spend 10 or maybe even 15 minutes, if you wish, and go around and let any of you who would like to tell us about successful fundraising activities or fundraising activities you've tried in your affiliates. Is there anyone who would care to take the floor and talk about that? We're going to come to you with a microphone.
Hello, I'm Mike Keithley. I'm the president of SBCB. We are starting a grant program, like it's sort of a copy of the San Francisco Technology Grant. We're calling it the Barbarossa Adaptive Technology Grant. And in 2011, it'll be up to $1,000 given to a blind or visually impaired person in Santa Clara County for adaptive technology to improve his or her life. It is not limited to education, the San Francisco chapter is. But in terms of fundraising, we started it off with a fundraiser at Chevy's, where 25% of the people's dinners was donated to SBCB. And we're now working on getting corporate sponsors for the program. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mike. Anybody else?
Yes. Hello, it's Glenda Castle, San Diego chapter president.
All right, go ahead.
We've had some fundraisers of like auctions, and within less than an hour, we'd raise like $375 just that fast, and that seems to go really good. And we've been doing it twice a year. But now since it's over, I want to do it 4 times a year. So let's see how it works. We're also talking about having candy sales and several other coming up. And, of course, you know we have different items in the exhibit hall. So I hope everybody can come to it.
Okay. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Liz Klein from the San Francisco chapter. As I think a lot of people have mentioned, our chapter for 10 years now has done a scholarship each year. Right now it's called the Alice Chavez Pardini Scholarship Fund. The first 2 or 3 years we did it, we also did applications from adults. But we found out that almost all adults under all circumstances have access. So we are targeting mostly junior high and senior high school. And as a lot of you know, we've done a pizza fundraiser bingo every year. And we just had ours in October, and we did very nicely. But like the gentleman from the other company said, we tried for the first time, our Chevy's. Actually, for the first time, we cleared about $175. And, you know, that was just for a shot. But we found out that in our area that, you know, we do sell our bags at the conventions. But, you know, you can only tax your area so much for raising money. So we did pretty good this year. We usually average around $3,000 a year. So that's what we do.
Okay, thank you, Liz. You should have plugged your booth at CCB.
Got it, thank you. So I'm from San Luis Obispo, and the first fundraiser we actually had, we made $39.10 off the, if people bought pizzas, we give you 20% or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I told everybody to go away for the summer and let me think of something new. I sent out 4 letters to local businesses where asking for a donation for a gift basket or something to put into it. By the end of the summer, I had $1,000 worth of donations for a basket.
Wow.
Where it cost us $100 to put on the function, and we made over $900 the first time around. The second time around, we made about 250, let's see, 2,500, almost double the amount. And then the third time, sort of the economy started going south, and we made back to like 750 bucks. But hopefully we can revitalize something like that and stick with what works rather than sometimes really trying mm-hmm. too hard.
Very good. Very good. Thank you.
For the first, I'm Lena Endy, president of Blind Students of California. For the first time this year, we had an activity outside of convention, and it was a karaoke funder. One of the members of CCB, Julie Cantrell, graciously, she and Mark Schaefer graciously offered us their home to, and their karaoke equipment to facilitate a fundraiser in which we made $40, but we actually made $180, but we had to spend the majority on pizza. So it was
singing is hard work.
Yes, it was fantastic fundraiser. We had about 15 or 16 people, and San Gabriel Valley chapter made an excellent showing as part of that fundraiser. So thank you.
Thank you for that, Lena. That sounds like a lot of fun too. Okay, anybody else? Let's have order, please. Let's have order.
Artist Mason, Glendale Burbank chapter.
Yeah, Art, go ahead.
We every year we have in the spring we go to a Shakey's Pizza and have a fundraiser where we get 25% of what's sold. And in the fall, last year and this year, we did California Pizza Kitchen where we get 20% of what's sold. And we try to do two of those each year, different places. And then this year, we tried a new venture. We bought large business-type tote bags, which we're selling here at convention, sold them in the spring. And they seem to be going really well. So we've been trying several different things to try to make money.
Super, super. Thank you. There are four more, and when those four are done, we're going to adjourn, okay?
Hello, everyone. This is Pamela Metz from Greater LA Chapter. And we have an annual fundraiser, which is done in October, and it's a food fundraiser. We had a whole lot of food.
Sounds and, good already.
And we did it in a unique place. We did it in a mobile home park clubhouse. So, and we got it all free. That's a perfect price. And we actually made about $700. But the problem that we have, and I think a lot of the chapters are having, is that we're selling to our own people. And we're not getting it out there to everybody in the community. I think that's the biggest problem that all of us are having.
Good evening. Beryl Brown from the Redwood Empire. And we're doing our annual calendar sales. Only this year we'll have two types of calendars. One is the Braille and large print from the APH, and the other is a nice large wall calendar, big enough to write on. The low vision folks. So we'll have information in the California Connection.
Fantastic. I love those APH calendars.
Yes. Hi, I'm Debbie Kessler, and I'm from the small but mighty Orange County chapter. And we did very well with our spring, I do that every time, our summer fling. And we made $400 of the raffle. And part of the situation, I went out and I walked over to Knott's Berry Farm. And I thought, well, you know, maybe they'll donate a couple dinners to us for their chicken dinner house, for those of you who have been there before. And, you know, they gave me all the corporate stuff, and I contacted them. And they weren't very encouraging. They said, you know, you gotta give us a year notice and all that. But they contacted me the next day with four tickets to Knott's Berry Farm.
Terrific.
This is Margaret from Yosemite Gateway. We did, one of our members used to be a book salesman, and so he came to us and he said, you know, I have all these books that I can't read anymore, and I'd like to donate them and see if we could get a sale for them, get some money for our chapter. So that's how it started, and it kind of snowballed because a lot of other people started saying, yeah, I've got all these books. We probably had I don't know how many boxes and boxes of books, but over $300 selling books at $1 each for hardbacks and $25 for the paperbacks. And there were a lot of people coming through, and especially it was right before summers for summer reading. So that was kind of a different thing that worked for us.
Good deal. Good deal. Is there one more? Nope, that's it. Okay, folks. Oh, one more is really wanting to say something, so...
Hi, I'm Debbie Flowers from the Fresno chapter. Tom, our president, was not able to make it tonight because of an emergency, but I'm here. And we recently had a Dining in the Dark dinner, and it was very successful. I heard sighted people talking, and they said that that was the hardest thing they'd ever done. So I don't remember exactly the figures, but we made quite a good profit there.
So. Okay.
And we also have a Facebook account now to encourage young members. I'm encouraging my students to join as well. So we're working on membership.
Very good. Thank you, Debbie, and your chapter. And thank you, everybody, for your contributions tonight. A lot of great things to think about and a lot of, you know, really cool and exciting different ideas that you brought for the day. I hope that what we discussed about the sales tax issues will work well. I believe myself that it will. I think you're going to find that while it's a lot of detail, it's not going to have a huge impact on your fundraising. And please bear in mind what Lily said. Let's all try and get out there and use these cards when we can, if the stores are around us, and bring in some new, and I must say, needed revenue for CCB. It's been a great dinner, and I want to thank you all so much for your patience and your fellowship tonight. We're adjourned.